Now it's 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with dozens of ways every day to make this a better day. As a matter of fact, for those of you who have not been following this week, this is news to Jennifer. I decided we would change the program to the Best Day show instead of the Good Day show. But somebody has even decided to upgrade it better than that.
To the bestest?
The Best Day Ever show.
Ooh.
How about that?
The best day in the history of the universe.
The
show.
Best day, and who could help us better to make it a best day than Chef Louis?
The bestest of the best.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here to help us with your thoughts, his thoughts on food at the restaurant, the food that you're cooking at home, the diets, how to cook. He's a chef. Therefore, I refer to him as Chef Louis. And that's the first clue. Isn't that a wonderful clue?
There's
Chef Louis
is
hopefully it won't be, that won't be the word we'll be using for you after you eat some of Louis' food. All right. So in terms of making it the best, and the food options that we have a myriad of food options. Just to get this out of the way, with the discussion of Dr. Oz's feelings about arsenic and apple juice and stuff, I wondered about, we've never really studied, Louis, or talked about, we talk about food, we're not talking about drink much. Once in a while, because of you and Jennifer working together on the old Food and Wine newsletter, there was this, we focused deliberately on food and the wines that go with it. But we haven't for months talked much, not about wine, about anything. The apple juice, I like to drink juices with my meals or water. There is a thought that you ought not to drink anything with your meals. You ought to drink after.
Do you want to know what I had to learn in sommelier school?
What?
So when someone asks you, what should I pair this with, they will ask you that during a high-level sommelier exam. And if you don't know the answer, so if someone says, what do I pair cheddar cheese with, and you have no idea, you always say Coca-Cola.
Really?
Wow.
Because Coca-Cola will always pair with anything. Isn't that funny? That's an answer that's acceptable to sommeliers.
Is it really?
Coca-Cola.
There's one thing it won't pair well with.
Ice cream.
Bold.
Oh, no, that's a float.
Good health.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Louis. Yeah, it's nothing.
Good call on that. But, you know, I'm saying if you're in a pinch.
So, but do you know, does anybody, Roberta, you were involved with your family's restaurant.
Yes.
In the culinary arts for many years. And I think you're, well, you're quite a good cook. You learned it from your father.
Yes.
And yes, I am, if I do say so myself. the essence of what you were taught about serving drink with food. Is there really, I don't know, maybe I should ask Dr. Ken this. Is there a reason somewhere in the back crevice of my mind, I remember somebody saying once in a health class that it really was bad for your body to be drinking while you're eating?
I don't think I've ever eaten and not had something to drink.
I'm just repeating what I
always tell people, to just have room temperature water, not iced.
Not iced. That's the skinnier.
Why?
Makes you burn more calories. You have to warm the water up.
Really?
It's good for you if you're losing
weight. But it also, if you're eating it, it also can, like, shock your stomach and prevent proper digestion.
Yeah, and it also, you know, everybody's body's different. When they start to eat, the minute food goes in your mouth, you start chewing, the acid production begins.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of room temperature water, you know, not iced, because you don't want to shock your system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just body temperature water, I mean, you know, room temperature water helps dilute some of that acid out.
It does.
So you don't, and it's also a good cleanser.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's important to know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you get right down to it.
You never drink enough water.
Yeah. Well, there's this whole discussion and or debate about when the discussion comes up, I was supposed to have 8 ounce glasses a day. I've had doctors tell me that was nonsense. Drink when you're thirsty. Mm-hmm. That's fine. And I don't happen to drink. I drink maybe 4 glasses of water a day, and then maybe some juices as well. I'm drinking grape juice because grape juice is extraordinarily good for you. It's the same as wine, only it doesn't. That I was on the plane the other day, and I was having breakfast, and the flight attendant says, "Would you like some wine with it?" And I looked at him. I said, 7 o'clock in the morning. Why have wine? And then I look around, and all these people. in first class.
Yeah.
This is like 7 o'clock in the morning. They're drinking wine.
We're just taking off for the
what was it? I left Las Vegas to go to Chicago, and so it's like 7 something in the morning. And
but first, you're coming from Las Vegas, which is the drinking capital of the United States.
You don't know day or night when you're there.
No, maybe not. I just was. It was the first time I remember anybody offering me wine.
That's a big
breakfast.
Thing. Mimosas and Bloody Marys, those are all mornings.
Oh, yeah. If you drink when you're thirsty, Doug, that's a bad habit.
Is it?
Yeah, because...
Means you're already dehydrated, right?
Yeah, thirst is the initial sign of dehydration.
Huh.
You want to hydrate way before that.
So I could be dropping off at any moment then here.
Well, it's just not good for your cellular growth.
Well, that's all right, boss. We'll take over the show for you.
And you know,
Make
sure you take over the bills too.
A couple of weeks ago you mentioned about, and we were talking about how potatoes taste differently from state to state.
Yes, they do.
And a lot of that has to do with what's in the ground, along with how it reacts with the water, with the rainwater that flavors it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, talk about these fruit juices. One of the worst things in the world for me is an orange juice concentrate. Any of the concentrated fruit drinks, because they're taking that natural water, that flavor,
squeezing it out. Pardon the pun.
And you're replacing it with tap water.
Yeah, not good.
And it's not a good thing, you know. No. And it's just horrible.
There's a fellow that I use his apple juice in my store. You saw Jennifer when you were there. You see all the not apple juice, but all the apple cider.
Yeah.
So he has a plant. He's a farmer. He and his three brothers run this. It's called Carlson Farms. In Harvard, Massachusetts, and it is amazing the business this guy is doing, because he doesn't do what you just said. And so all around the Northeast, this guy is the number one guy when it comes to apple juices, whether it's apple sauce, apple juices, apple cider. And so he presses the apples, and I'm now getting the apple, it's called apple saff. It's the pulp left after they squeeze the juice out of it to give to the cows. Cows love it. And it ferments, and that makes it even really more interesting. Mix it with a corn. It's really pretty good. But the point is that his juice is all 100% juice from the apples. I don't even understand how they take the apple, like his apple juice would be taken. They squeeze the water out of it, and you got a bunch of pulp. And then you put it back into a... I don't even understand, other than ease in handling, because you don't have to carry as much around with you, why anybody would even think this made any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. And when it comes to orange juice, which I'm very, very sensitive about here in Florida, you know, the flavor of that orange.
It's garbage.
You know, when you get real juice and you juice it yourself, you can't compare that to that.
But you also can find commercial juices that aren't from concentrate. But you got to look. Hello, again, it's look at the label.
Well, there's only one of them left that's real Florida orange juice.
Which one is that? Which brand?
Florida's Natural.
And that's Florida's
Co-op,
Natural.
Right here from Central Florida. The rest of them, like Tropicana,
Minute Maid, Tropicana.
That's all South American.
Right.
That is all South American orange.
Really?
Yeah.
So Florida's Natural is 100% Florida orange juice.
Yeah, and it's a co-op. Nobody owns it, except there's probably about 200
farms. It's like the dairy co-op.
That's what I'm buying from now on.
And, by the way, the same process of pasteurization that ruins milk ruins apple juice that's pasteurized and orange juice that's pasteurized and any other juice. Any goodness that was there gets cooked out. That's
why
the
do you
difference.
Have to pasteurize a fruit juice? I can somewhat understand milk.
Some
why a fruit juice?
Nitwit someplace thinks that there's a danger that there might be some E. coli or some other stuff in there. But by the way, the only difference between apple juice and apple cider is that cider is not pasteurized and apple juice is.
Yeah.
For the most part.
That's why cider turns sour faster.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's got a nice bite to it, and that's part of the natural process.
Right. And all the juices are affected by the bacteria that's in there, and the bacteria is what ferments it. You're right, 100%, Louie. That's how it works.
So what's next? Now they're going to have to sell cooked meat only because of the E. coli recall?
Yeah. Well, no, they already irradiate meat.
Yeah, no, meat in order, the meat that's processed is oftentimes, you didn't know that? Irradiated, Roberta?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh,
I was wondering why sometimes, like, cold cuts last. Like,
well, that, but that's
years.
It. The processed foods are all irradiated. If you go to the local butcher shop, you're going to not get that. But if you are buying processed anything, turkey slices, bologna, salami, ham, all that stuff has been zapped.
Now, all you gotta do is ask them at the deli counter. You know, when you get a pound of ham, you know, sliced ham, which really isn't real ham, but still, you say, how, you know, what's the due date on that? And it's months from now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, right.
All right,
the preservatives are horrible.
We have,
basically, if food doesn't go bad in 3 or 4 days, worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
food.
You'll love this.
It just gets better.
Last night, I came home and I was hungry and it was late, and so I decided I had a pan in the refrigerator with a bunch of chowder in it. I mixed a bunch of chowders together, corn chowder, shrimp chowder, fish chowder, clam chowder.
You and your old fish.
And it had been sitting in there since I had it last week. So I had it. I'm fine. Look at me. Here I am today. I'm sure there was a little starch in it someplace.
Oof.
Yeah. We're going to talk in a few minutes about the so-called savor foods that are on the grocery shelves that are so expensive, really, when you get down to the nitty-gritty. Louis has studied this. He's going to help you in an inexpensive way in a few moments. And until then, let's spend a few minutes thinking about this story. You may have heard this is all over the conventional news media today, fatherhood depleting your testosterone supply. Did you know that? The article that I saw was in the L.A. Times this week. Hormonally speaking, becoming a father makes you less of a man. According to this research, testosterone levels drop in men after they become parents. Fear not, however, because, as you know, your friend, Mr. Stefan, has a fix for that problem. It's called Ageless Male. This is a natural supplement which is shown to raise your testosterone by 61%. So, fathers, you are automatically doomed if you don't have this sort of thing to help you maintain your normal level of testosterone. Increase it, improve it. Call this number for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. 800-864-4031. Don't wait. Why would you wait? Make sure that you are the man that you think you are or you want to be. 800, that's a battle cry that would make somebody angry. 800-864-4031. Be the man you want to be. And you don't have to go in.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $35 of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great fall deals on Iams and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th. Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Just looking at some of these tweets. Jennifer, you're following our tweets, are you?
Always.
Huh?
Yeah, always. I'm the Twitter girl.
You are the Twitter girl. Now, here's somebody. Why do all of these vicious hurricanes have such sweet, harmless names?
I know. Katya.
Yeah, right. Irene.
Irene.
21 after on Good Day.
Hey, Bill. Pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
Here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From the Righteous Brothers, the most played song in the history of American radio is...
You've Lost a Love of Feelings. It's pretty incredible. I guess it's been played well over 8 million times. And,
yep. Do you ever go up there some nights or afternoons or whenever you're performing and think, oh, I've got to sing this again?
All you got to do is look at the audience. Fortunately, that doesn't happen.
Done me wrong.
I'd never do you wrong, Tom.
I know you wouldn't. B.B. King's birthday is today. We're going through our birthday list for this Friday, the 16th of September. So B.B. King goes back to 1925. His real name is Riley. Did you know that?
No.
Riley King. B.B. Best. I've forgotten. I did know at one time why he was called B.B. And I almost think that if Richie were there, he's followed his career enough, he'd remember. The Thrill Is Gone, I Like to Live the Love, Rock Me Baby, been in a number of films. Got the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award back in 1987, so we celebrate with good cause. B.B. King's birthday today. Lauren Bacall, whose real name is Betty Persky. Did you know that, Roberta? That's why Johnny Carson was the only person who ever referred to her by her real name. He used to call her, if you remember when she was on with him, he'd always call her Betty, because apparently her close friends called her Betty Bacall, because her real name was Betty. Lauren, etc. Key Largo, Applause Woman of the Year, How to Marry a Millionaire, of course, best known in terms of marriages to Humphrey Bogart, a very interesting career. Peter Falk's birthday is today. Did you know that?
No.
Born in the state in 19...
Well, he died, right?
Peter Falk? Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? He died... didn't he just die a few months ago? Yeah, he did just...
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely, I think.
Right, he did. Yeah. Born in the state in 1927, so whatever that was, he was 84 when he died. Big, big smoker. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, let's get to the next person on the music list, Bernie Calvert, bass player for the Hollies.
By the way, B.B. King, sorry, I missed you on this.
I know you didn't.
Blues Boy King.
Blues Boy, that was it. Okay.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, you know what I... as an aside. I was looking at some of the, they have on the list that I have those who are alive and those who are not alive with their birthdays. Remember Jack Kelly, who was in Maverick? He was also a big soap opera star. Yeah. I never realized he did a lot of, I mean, he was a lot of movies and TV shows. He was the mayor of Huntington Beach, California, before he died in the 1990s. Yeah, I didn't know that.
What's up with all these actors being mayors of these Hollywood towns?
Yeah, it's not a bad
thing.
What else
are they going to do, you know?
Yeah, after they get done, right. Okay, so Betty Kelly is one of Martha's Vandellas. Dancing in the Street. Born in the state 1944. She's 67 today. Remember George Chakiris, Roberta, from West Side Story?
Yes.
Come on, you got to remember him. Born in the state 1934. Got an Academy Award for his dancing in West Side Story.
And his snapping. Don't forget the snapping.
Yeah, right. He's a clapper.
All right,
so that takes care of Betty Kelly. Kenny Jones, drummer for The Who.
Oh, yeah.
Was also in Small Faces. Did you know that, Richie?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
with Rod Stewart.
Yep. You bet.
Now I got a story.
63 today, born in the state, 1948. Ed Begley Jr.'s birthday is today.
Yeah, the green guy.
Yeah, St. Elsewhere. He's Dr. Ehrlich. Also, you played L.A. Law because it's Susan Rutan's birthday. She's 63 today.
And wow.
Sadly, hasn't really done that. She was pretty good in that. I always thought she was good in that. All right, let's see who else we got here. David Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers. This is a great song. You got the wrong song. What are you doing? Don't mess things up, will you, please?
Some vampires seem so cute and cuddly. If you're a fan of Bella's boyfriend, Edward, you know what I mean. But if you want to get a chill, pick up a new book called Alaron. This guy lives for two activities. One I can't mention on the radio, and the other is food. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. This book is by a novelist who goes by one name, Cain. It's a little redundant as the king of the night plays with his food, tortures victims for fun, and spawns more vampires, most as bad as he is. Once in a while, though, he does have a soft side. Alaron checks on his mortal parents as they age, and he even goes to visit them. The fascinating thing about this book is the exquisite detail it goes into about how one makes a vampire and teaches it to thrive. There are a few rules, and I'm not just talking about no sunlight. If the hype on this novel is true, this is part one of a five-part series that's shaping up to be an epic battle between an old vampire who hates male competition and a young stud who hears mysterious voices. It bit my interest, that's for sure. Interesting thoughts keep popping up, including that vampires are God's balance to angels. As bringers of death, they help keep down viruses, famine, and bacteria. That's certainly a new thought in the vampire genre, where often dewy-eyed glances are just as effective as a nip on the neck. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time is 33 after the hour. We're in the midst of our Friday conversation with Chef Louis DeAngelis. A couple of food items from DougStephan.com, the Good Day Show, following the end of the King. The King is dead, Louis.
Oh, no.
But the burger lives on. Burger King Corporation says it is retiring the King. You know, that stupid guy with the oversized plastic head.
Stupid. That guy was
creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. Anytime I thought someone was breaking into my house, I always pictured the Burger King. Every time.
Peeping into your windows, popping up next to them in bed.
With that big head? Are you kidding? Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Burger King says that they want to boost their sales by focusing on the freshness of its food rather than their so-called fun factor with the King. Like, I'm just chuckling to myself. Who thinks that Burger King food is, any fast food, no matter Burger King, is fresh? Come on, folks. How can you be that silly?
Does it come? Yeah. It comes frozen, right? Because I never worked at a fast food.
All of that
so
stuff.
Everything's frozen and ready from.
Whether it's Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, it's all centralized so that the stuff is uniform, same size, same weight. The buns, everything comes from a warehouse. Yeah, it's like you were shipping batteries.
And that's how corporate itself makes money.
Right.
Because all of these people who own franchises.
Yep.
They have to buy from central warehousing.
Yeah.
So that's what perpetuates the
So they're going to focus on advertising the freshness of the food. Really, folks, that's what they said in their press release. We are not going to have this creepy King anymore. They're going to say, our food is fresher. How are they going to do that? Unless people just are totally clueless.
Well, I caught them on one ad at one time, and I forgot which fast food it was, which distributor, but they said, they showed the hamburger bun, and they show a burger fall on it, and then they said, and look at all these fresh ingredients, meaning the lettuce, tomatoes, and the onions, because those obviously can't be frozen.
Right.
And that's where they caught you.
Yeah, but you see, that is in, they don't use local stuff. They buy all of that out of the food warehouses.
Yeah. It's weird, though. It's like when you order a salad at a fast food restaurant, because that's what I try to do if I have to do fast food, is I'll try to get a salad, which I know they spray with sugar, yada, yada, yada. But the sticker on the outside, I mean, they don't even try to hide it. It says, you know, sell by, and it gives you the date. So, I mean, they keep those around for at least a few days.
All right, so, Roberta, what was the rule in your father's restaurant in New York City? Or, Louis, what's the rule wherever are working regarding getting fresh local items, lettuce, tomato, onions, whatever it was, or the, you know, the thing, the ingredients that went into either the salads or the food itself?
We would get
everything from the Hunter's Point Market in New York City. That's the central market that all of most New York City retail establishments, you know, get their stuff from, where you buy it wholesale. Yeah. You know, you buy it by the case. And for the most part, it's fairly fresh stuff. I mean, we would use
for the most part? What does that mean?
You know, some stuff might be imported from Argentina or from South America, depending on the time of year. If it's the dead of winter, and you have to have tomatoes because customers want tomatoes, even if you tell them, tomatoes are not in season, you're getting tomatoes from South America now. They're shipped here from God knows how many thousands of miles away, and they're picked when they're not ripe anyway, and then put in pressurized containers with gas to make them turn red.
Right.
But customers, they still, if they get a salad and there's no tomatoes on it, right, Louis? They go, where are the tomatoes?
Right. So we were lucky here in Florida because every kind of food that you want is at our fingertips.
Well, yeah, because you're in Florida,
And we'd go right to the farms. We had a mushroom farm that we'd go to twice a week.
Yeah.
You know, we had everything right at our finger. I mean, within a half an hour
drive.
The reason
I'm telling you is that the mushrooms never made it to the plate. They're too busy smoking them in the back room. That never happened there. All right, so here's another food item before we get back to Louis' theme.
Can you smoke a mushroom?
What did you say about mushrooms?
Can you smoke a mushroom?
I
think depends on what kind.
Yeah, but big enough.
You just ate it.
How is it, Louis?
Oh, was I naive?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, there is a restaurant owner who is cracking down on food wastage by fining the people who eat at his restaurant if they don't eat everything they order.
Nice.
How about that? You order a big plate of food. You know, a lot of the restaurants have the size of what they are giving you as a status, right? You go to, isn't it Olive Garden? Or there have been any number of these sort of quasi fast food, but quality fast food, whatever they are, who tell you how much they, lobster pound or whatever it's called. What's it, the lobster?
Red lobster.
Thank you. They tell you the same thing. All of the food, they give you lots of food, lots and lots of food.
Right, big portions.
At this guy's restaurant, if you order a lot of food, you better eat it, or he's going to not only charge you for the food, he's going to charge you for what you leave.
Wow.
How's that for an idea?
You know, a lot of the restaurants, like you said, like Olive Garden, I mean, they've actually cut back on the amount of food they give you. They just made the dishes bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Pasta is amazing. I mean, you can spread it out on a 14-inch plate and make it look like you're you'll never finish it.
Right. So I thought that was a pretty.
Do they charge you if you take the stuff home? What if you can't finish it but you want to take it?
I don't know. That is not outlined here. The story is at DougSteffen.com, though, if you want to check it out. All right. So Louis has done some work on so-called savor foods, which you find at the grocery store. He says they aren't at all. What would be an example of something like that, Louis?
Well, here's what happened. I was at the grocery store this week. Yeah. No big surprise there.
Right.
And a young gentleman in front of me had a cart full of these ramen noodle cups.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and I said, you must really like those things. And he says, no, he says, it's all I can afford to eat. And he bought 20 of them. It was like, buy 10 for $10 was the sale. So I said, just bear with me. And I went and bought one. I said, what's your favorite one? He said, the shrimp picante. I said, okay. I go on and get a shrimp ramen noodle cup or a Nissin cup, whatever it was.
Yep.
And I met him in a parking lot, and I broke mine open. I said, no, let me show you something.
Listen to this.
I really
this
don't want
guy,
to.
Look at this guy.
You really did this? Is this true?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did right in the parking lot. The manager there loves me. I had a crowd. And I broke it open on the trunk of my car. And I counted it out. First of all, the cup itself is 2.25 ounces. But if you look at it, you get about an ounce of bird's nest pasta. You know, that real thin, thin pasta. That's about an ounce of it in there. I counted 3 brine shrimp. Those little tiny brined, salted shrimp.
Right, yep.
There was two pieces of red pepper, two little flecks of it. There were four green peas, a couple of little squares of carrot, and, of course, there's a tablespoon of the flavor pack, which is nothing but bouillon, which is nothing, in that case, a whole lot of chemicals that all mean the same thing, salt. I said, now you're going to go home with this. You paid a buck for this thing. I said, you got about 8 cents worth of food in here. And I explained to him, if you're really on a budget and you want to eat better, it just makes more sense. For $2, you get two big containers of chicken broth. Put it in your crock pot, buy a pound of vermicelli and break it up and put it in there, vermicelli spaghetti. You can go to any Spanish bodega down here. There's a ton of them. They're probably all over. Where they sell that little package of those dried brine shrimp for 59 cents. And I bought a pack right after I talked to them. I wanted to make sure I was right. And there's 20 of them in my little bag. Mm-hmm. You throw them in there. You chip a carrot away. You chip a piece of onion away. P.S., when you're all done, I got over 20 cups worth, and it costs about $6.
And okay, how much realize where we're on to right now? This is genius. We can do grocery store interventions with Chef Louie. This is a TV show.
Good idea.
Well, it's crazy. What people don't understand, when they buy a box of instant mashed potatoes, there's two potatoes worth in that box for $2.79.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know why they taste bad. Because once again,
they are bad.
They've taken the water out of them.
Right.
They've taken that local water out of them.
Yeah, the flavor out of them. You don't ever want to buy anything. Concentrated milk is another one.
Oh,
what putrid. Ah. Don't ever buy anything. What Louis is telling you, and it's so true, don't buy anything that has been condensed, if you will.
Process,
that's really what.
Period.
It is a process, right? Yeah.
The only thing dry milk is good for is a couple of tablespoons in your flour when you're making bread.
Is that really good for
that? Thickens it nice, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Remember the old saying that don't buy or eat anything that your great grandmother would not recognize
there
as food.
There you go.
Well, you know what? My mother used to use powdered milk, though. I'm not sure why.
I told this young kid, I says, here you are. I says, you're broke. You're crying about you can't feed yourself. You don't have enough money, but you're paying for a chef to cook for you when you buy these prepared foods.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've got it better than that.
Good point. Yeah.
It's just frozen dinners. You break open a frozen dinner, and it's nothing but two slices of cold-cut turkey.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of crusts of bread. If you can't do that for less money, I mean, there's something wrong.
And those cost $4 or $5 a piece, too, right?
The Hungry Man's are $3.99, and you're getting four pieces of chicken breast that it's been. And you know what happens, and it's an interesting thing, because I was going to bring this up, and you already started the conversation, Doug, you know, about portions.
Yep.
When you buy a portioned out piece of a portioned out dinner, like a cup, a noodle cup, when you're done with it, you actually feel, you say to yourself, God, I'm full. Or TV dinner, boy, I couldn't get myself through that. And the reason why is, number one, mechanically, the foods that they put, the stuff they put in it, is engineered to make you full fast, like breaded chickens and breaded foods. There's a lot of carbs in them.
Right.
But number two, it's psychological. I finished everything that I was given. Therefore, I must be full. I'm crazy if I'm not satisfied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a psychological thing. That little cup, you're talking 6 ounces of liquid in those noodle cups. If you can't do better than that with a crock pot and your own fresh, non-chemicalized ingredients, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
There really is. We're made to believe what we're handed all the time, whether it be from Washington or from a food company.
Yeah, that's good philosophy. Be skeptical of all of these things. In a moment, we look at the new Easy Bake ovens. Have you seen a new? Have you
tried
to buy a stove?
Yeah, and I want one.
We tried it.
You won't want one after I tell you what the story is.
Oh.
15 before the hour with Chef Louie. This is Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute.
with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, we all have a lot of feelings, but it's really important for us to understand that we are a lot more than just feelings. We have feelings, but we should not let them have us. They're only one part of our being. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Those feelings are part of our soul. We need to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit, which is a deeper part of us than the soul, which is a more exterior part of us. Our emotions like to ebb and flow like ocean waves. They're up and they're down. They're here today. They're gone tomorrow. You can go to bed feeling one way, wake up feeling another totally different way. So surely you can understand how important it is to own your feelings and not let them own you. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hi, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. She's Roberta. Jennifer's over there. Louis DeAngelis, the official chef, the cooker, if you will. Back visiting DougSteffen.com this week, and the story we have there of the Easy Bake Oven. Remember the old Easy Bake Oven versus the new? It was a toy. Wasn't it? I mean, I remember
it was a toy. Yes, it had a light bulb in it. Right. That's what cooked was the light bulb.
And it would never cook your cakes all the way. They'd always be a little soft in the center.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a rather interesting reality. The Easy Bake Oven has been updated, but is not an update that makes a whole lot of sense to the average person. Unintended consequences of too much government. No more light bulbs.
No, can't have those things anymore.
No wires.
Because you put the compact fluorescent light is the new standard for use at your home, and it's energy efficient, blah, 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 blah. But they're useless in the oven. As a matter of fact, I think they're dangerous, aren't they, in the oven?
Yeah, if they break, that's
they're dangerous
bad
in the house.
Right.
The EPA tells you that if you break one of those, EPA themselves say, open all the windows and evacuate the house for 20 minutes.
Right. Oh, and this is the government standard, by the way. Yeah. This is how smart they are.
To now light our homes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you, this is something, I've always confused the Easy Bake Oven that the kids had. Isn't there such a thing as an Easy Bake Oven oven? A real oven?
No, it was always that little plastic box with a light bulb.
But there was never a regular oven. Regular size oven, a stove that was called the Easy Bake Oven. I thought they used to have...
That was probably back when you were a little boy and your mom used to light everything by kerosene.
No, wiseacre. I thought there was an Easy Bake Oven other than the toy. But apparently I'm...
Yeah, but the new one is got a heating element, which dries out the cookies and the cakes, Justin.
Yeah.
Instead of being nice and soft and ooey-gooey, it's like breadcrumbs.
Now they're stinky.
All right, that's what we need is more government. Hello. Thank you, Chef Louis DeAngelis, here on Good Day.
Good day, everyone.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jobs and the lack of them, the Speaker of the House now offering his view. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with more grim numbers from the Labor Department. Longer lines at the unemployment office. The latest figures show first-time jobless claims at 428,000. That's 11,000 more than the previous week and also much higher than the 410,000 most analysts had been expecting to see. So, where are all the job creators in this country?
Job creators in America basically are on strike.
That is the Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who says those who could and would create jobs, according to the Speaker, are overregulated.
They've been hampered by a government that offers confusion to entrepreneurs and job creators when there needs to be clarity.
Boehner wasn't finished as he continued his list of what he feels the Obama administration has done to the business community.
They've been slammed by uncertainty from the constant threat of new taxes, out-of-control spending, and unnecessary regulation from a government that's always micromanaging, meddling, and manipulating.
The Speaker's comments came in a speech to the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. yesterday. Boehner did say he was willing to work with the president on the issue of jobs, but gave no indication that any part of the president's American Jobs Act will see the light of day in the House of Representatives, which, of course, is controlled by Republicans. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
On Wall Street, solid gains for the stock market yesterday. The Dow up 186 points to 11,433. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices tacking on 49 cents a barrel, finishing at $89.40. Marine Corporal Dakota Meyer, the newest recipient of a Medal of Honor. In a White House ceremony yesterday, the president said Meyer repeatedly put his life at risk.
Because of your honor, 36 men are alive today. Because of your courage, four fallen American heroes came home.
The 23-year-old Kentucky native honored for heroism during a firefight in Afghanistan in 2009. He is the third living recipient to be awarded the Medal of Honor for actions in Afghanistan and Iraq. The crew of the International Space Station, now down to just three, two Russian cosmonauts and an American astronaut, departed the station and landed in Kazakhstan at midnight Eastern Time. Not exactly certain when the three remaining crew members might be replaced. The Russian Space Agency has grounded its rockets after two recent launch failures. They plan to launch an unmanned supply ship next month and hope to ferry the next crew in mid-November. Allow extra time if you're going to an NFL game this weekend. The league wants every fan padded down from the ankles to the knees and from the waist up. The league says this will increase fan safety, but will require some additional time. And finally, mysterious lights in the sky seen across three different states this past Wednesday night. Nevada, California, and Arizona. Lots of eyewitness accounts of this glowing light moving across the sky. NASA scientists say it was a small asteroid, which became a meteor when it hit the atmosphere. Planetarium Director Dale Etheridge at the College of Southern Nevada goes along with that.
Probably an object on the order of the size of a marble to a golf ball. Burned up entirely, never made it to the ground.
So, that's that, right? Not so fast.
It's definitely too early to say it's a meteor. One would not expect a person to be witness to a meteor for 45 or 50 seconds.
Peter Davenport, director of the National UFO Reporting Center, isn't buying what the government is selling. Yes? We're talking conspiracy.
I believe that the planet Earth is being visited routinely by these objects which for now about 64 years we have called UFOs. Our government is shielding the American people from that information for some reason that I find very, very unsettling.
There you go. We leave it up to you to make up your own mind as to what's going on here. But if I could, I would like to add just one more thing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that happens.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Oh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.